Russ Gilmore, R-U-S-S-G-I-L-M-O-R-E, just like Happy. And I'm the pilot of Sentimental Journey and also the chief pilot for Air Base Arizona, CAF.
And are you also happy?
Yes, I am happy.
What makes you happy?
Flying this airplane. Actually, it's an honor to be able to fly it around the country. Like I said earlier, this is a national resource. It belongs to everybody, and we're the custodians of these airplanes. This B-17 Sentimental Journey, we've been the custodian for 38 years. So when we got it, it was a stripped-out fire bomber. It had nothing of what you see on it now. So we had to go around the country and find all the bits and pieces to make it look the way it does right now, which is 1944-45.
And how much fun was that going around finding all those pieces?
Yeah, fun.
How long did it take?
Several years. Yeah. We're still working on it. We're still finding things for it, yeah.
Nothing personal, but there's so many things in our society these days that are, you know, you have a car for a few years and you get rid of it. I don't, but people do. Mm-hmm. You got this plane that's as old as it is and it's still flying. Is this possible to do with any plane if you just take care of it or what?
Pretty much. Some of the newer ones with composites, I don't know that you can do it with, but this is well before composites.
And what's composites?
You know, plastics and things like that, you know, that they're building airplanes out of now. They really don't know what the long-term availability of that's going to be or durability of that's going to be. Right. But we know what the long-term durability of aluminum and steel is, and that's what this is made out of.
Now, I'm presuming that as a pilot, flying this is obviously different than flying a small plane, a little Cessna or something. Mm-hmm. Do you feel sturdier in it, or, you know, like driving a compact or a Cadillac, do you feel better in a big plane like this?
It's a very stable platform. I've been flying it for 20 years, so it's like putting on a nice pair of shoes, you know. It's very comfortable to me, but it's different. You know, I'm a retired airline pilot. It's not like flying a 757, you know, at all.
As a positive or a negative, it's not like...
Well, it's just different, you know. It's real heavy on the controls. There's no hydraulic boost, no aerodynamic boost. It's boosted by Armstrong.
You don't have power steering.
No power steering. And it doesn't have a nose wheel. It's got a tail wheel. So the things, the ground handling is totally different, you know. But, I mean, I used to fly C-46s, Curtis Commandos, as a young man in my 20s. I got hired on. And so it's similar to that. So I had that background.
So you love flying, I presume.
I love it, yeah. It's my avocation and my vocation. Yeah.
You're a former military airline pilot. Are you a veteran? Are you military?
No.
Okay.
No.
How does it feel? I know you said it's an honor, but I'm a history buff. I feel like I was stepping back 60 years into history. How do you feel when you're actually in this plane?
Oh, yeah. You get a little time to think about what you're doing and, you know, I wonder what this airplane was doing 71 years ago.
This is Chuck Childs.
How are you doing?
Thank you.
This is the pilot.
Thank you for your service, and welcome home.
Thank you for still keeping them flying.
Yeah, keeping them flying, you betcha.
My God, that's wonderful. It's a great airplane, isn't it?
Yeah. Did they tell you about the crew members, our crew members? Jim Ritchie's the crew chief. His dad flew B-17s. Mm-hmm. Right behind him is Jim Dennison. His dad was a ball turret gunner.
Ooh, yeah.
And Paul Halabertes, he's another crew chief that's here. His dad was a tail gunner. Got shot down, was a POW in Germany.
If you guys want to meet this old man, you can come over.
I didn't want to interrupt the interview.
No.
You're now part of the interview.
All right.
Nice to meet you, sir.
All right, Chuck, okay. Yeah. You were with the 15th Air Force.
I was with the 15th.
That was down what, out of Italy? Or?
Yeah, we flew out of Italy.
That's where our B-25 was there. It was in Corsica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Rose Ball here. Thank you for your service.
You bet, man.
Nice to meet you, sir.
So who bombed Paul Turret was... Father with the boat.
Dad was a ball turret gunner.
Yeah. The worst place on the airplane. Absolutely. See, we're flying down the combat, we're flying down the flak alley.
Yeah.
And he's outside of the airplane.
He's outside the airplane.
He's outside?
Yeah.
He used to call up, he'd say, flak's coming up.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Does that look familiar to you?
Look familiar.
Oh, man.
That's a piece that went in the ball turret when Dad was in it.
They gave me a piece on the instrument panel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the instrument panel, the bars.
Yeah.
I had my instrument panel knocked out. And the next morning they gave me this little horseshoe that went right around the panel, headed right for my head.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got that at home.
Wow.
Good.